Chapter 9. A Visit to the Auditorium. On New Year's Eve, my parents let me have a party in the basement of our house. Everyone arrives at about 6, and we end up in a crowd eating pizza and watching TV. Our basement is full of old furniture and children's games. It's got its own bathroom and a small fridge. It's a great place. Leah sits on one end of the sofa, and I sit on the floor at her feet. Nick is playing Nora's old guitar, and Abby's telling a funny story about Taylor. I'm laughing in the right places and talking too much. Nick is sitting very close to Abby, and I can feel how angry Leah is. She hasn't said anything for a long time. Bieber lies on the floor, and she rubs his stomach. Then suddenly she says, "So, they took that post down from Creek Secrets?" "I know," I say, and suddenly feel nervous.
"You don't have to talk about it," says Leah.
"It's fine." I look up at the sofa. Abby and Nick are sitting with their heads close together. Abby is smiling and her eyes are half closed.
"Do you know who wrote it?"
asks Leah. "Yes, but it doesn't matter." We're both quiet for a moment. Nick stops playing. "I'm gay," I say suddenly and stand up. "That part is true, but I don't want this to be a big thing, okay? Who wants ice cream?"
"Did you tell us that you're gay?"
says Nick. "Yes."
"Okay," he replies.
"And that's all you're going to say?"
says Abby, pushing his shoulder.
"Can't you say something nice?"
"Simon doesn't want it to be a big thing," replies Nick.
Leah has been quiet through this, but she turns to Abby suddenly.
"Has Simon already told you?"
Yes,
says Abby, looking at me quickly.
"Oh,"
says Leah. And then she's silent.
"Well, I'm getting ice cream," I say, and I start moving toward the stairs with Bieber behind me.
It's the first day back at school, and I think about spending the whole day in the car park. I can't explain it. I thought that I would be fine, but now that I'm here, I don't want to get out of the car. Nora sits next to me and stares through the window.
"I really don't think anyone is going to remember," she says. "It was there for, what, 3 or 4 days? And that was more than a week ago. I don't think people even read Creek Secrets."
We walk into school together, and everyone is in a hurry to get somewhere. No one looks at me. I go to my locker and get books for French and English. Garrett looks up and says,
"Hi, Spire."
There are no horrible notes in my locker. No one has written fag on its door. Maybe no one saw Martin's post. Martin. I don't want to see his stupid, horrible face. And of course, he's in my first lesson. I'm just trying to keep breathing. I'm just walking toward the language room when a jock suddenly comes up to me and presses his hands around my face.
"Well, hello there,"
he says in a girl's voice. He moves his mouth toward mine. I pull my head back
and all around me, people start laughing. Then I quickly start walking away.
"Where are you going, Spire?"
someone says.
"McGregor wants a kiss."
And everyone's laughing loudly now. I don't even know these people. I don't know why this is funny to them. In English class, Martin won't meet my eye. But all through the day, Abby and Leah are like angry dogs, staring at anyone who looks at me. It's really sweet. And it's not that terrible. Some people whisper and laugh, but others give me big smiles in the corridor. At lunch, Abby and Leah talk about possible boyfriends for me. Then another girl called Anna makes a joke about Nick being gay. Nick immediately puts his arms around Abby.
"We should find Leah a boyfriend," says Abby.
Leah doesn't say anything, but her face is really angry. As she stands up and leaves the room, I notice Garrett look at Bram, and then Bram looks down with a red face. And I'm sure now that Bram likes Leah. I don't know why, but this really pisses me off. "If you like her, just ask her out," I say to Bram, and his face goes red. Why are straight people really stupid? It's rehearsal later that day. It's the first day without scripts, and at first, everything goes well. But halfway through one of the songs, Martin looks up and suddenly stops singing.
"You must be joking," says Abby.
And everyone has suddenly gone quiet. They're looking at the two jocks at the back of the auditorium. One of them is wearing a skirt and strange glasses.
"How are you, Simon?"
one of the jocks shouts. And then they both start dancing and pushing their bodies close together in a sexual way. Then some other people start looking through the doors and laughing. It's strange, but my face isn't even red. I feel like I'm watching this from a million miles away. Suddenly, Taylor runs down the steps at the side of the stage, and Abby is right behind her. The two guys run, and the girls follow them out of the auditorium, the door shutting hard behind them. Ms. Albright follows them. I turn and look at Martin. He's sitting with his hands over his face. A few minutes later, Abby and Taylor come back through the door, followed by Ms. Albright. Ms. Albright calls us to her.
"I'm sorry that you had to see that," she says, looking at me. "I want you to know that this is very serious. These boys will be suspended from school for what they have done today."
She sends us home after that. I walk through the music room and out of the building. It's very cold outside. The first people I see are Bram and Garrett. They smile at me as I pass, and I realize that I want to know them better. Even if Bram can't tell Leah he likes her, they've both been really cool about the gay thing. I didn't expect that from jocks. Also, Bram is cute. Really cute. He has really nice brown eyes and light brown skin. Even his hands are cute. I'm feeling okay until I reach the car park, because that asshole, Martin Addison, is standing next to my car. I wait for him to move. I don't want to look at him.
"Can we talk for a second?"
he says. I don't have anything to say to you, I reply.
Simon, I'm sorry,
he says quickly.
What happened in there? I didn't know my post would be this big thing. I didn't think people did things like that.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Look, I'm sorry, all right? I was pissed off about Abby. I wasn't thinking. I took those screenshots off my computer a long time ago, I promise. Please, can you say something?
But I just start laughing. What do you want me to say? I reply. Well, try this. I think you're an asshole, Martin. You knew that this would happen. You blackmailed me because you wanted to make a joke out of me. This thing was mine, okay? I wanted to decide who knew and who didn't know. So you took that from me and you brought Blue into it. I hate you, Martin. I don't even want to look at you. He's crying. He's trying not to, but he is. So please move away from my car, I say. And don't speak to me again. I get in my car and start it. And then I start crying too. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, January 5th at 7:19 p.m. Subject, snow. Blue, look outside. I can't believe it. Snow on the first day back at school. It would be really cool if they closed the school for the rest of the week. It's been a strange day. Do you ever get so angry that you start crying? And do you ever feel bad for feeling angry? Tell me that I'm not strange. Love, Jacques. From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, January 5th at 10:01 p.m. Subject, re-snow. Jacques, I don't think you're strange, and you should not feel bad for feeling angry. I think I can guess what's making you angry. Okay. I have to tell you something, and I know that this may be a very bad time for it. It might make you feel bad, Jacques, but I think that I know who you are. Love, Blue. From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, January 6th at 7:12 p.m. Subject, really? Wow. Okay, I don't feel bad, but this is a big moment, right? Actually, I think I know who you are too. I'm guessing, one, you have the same name as an American president. Two, you like to draw. Three, you have blue eyes. Four, you once pushed me down a corridor in a chair. I'm sorry if you saw the thing on Creek Secrets. I feel really stupid. Love, Jacques. From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, January 6th at 9:43 p.m. Subject: Really. 1. Yes. 2. Not really. 3. No. 4. No. I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm the person who you think I am. What thing on Creek Secrets? I haven't looked at it for months. Please don't feel stupid. Jacques, you're the one who watches, right? Blue.